Okay, today's daf is Bracha Daf Yud Zayin. We're at the very bottom of Daf Tet Zayin Amud Bet. We're right in the middle of talking about different things that Rebbeim would say at the end of their tefillah to kind of just tack on an additional prayer. We're going to transition into just unique things that Rebbeim would frequently say. And then we will go into a couple more general prayers, either that Rabbanim would say when they left other Rabbanim. Then we'll return to the Mishnah for one last quick inyan, and we'll finish up the parak. Rav Safra, Batar, Tzlote, Amar, Hachik. So Rav Safra, after his davening, would say the following. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should put peace in the realm, in the upper realm, meaning where the guardian angels are gathered, and in the lower realms, where we're gathered and learning Torah. And between the students who are engaged in your Torah, whether they're engaged lishma, they're learning for the proper reasons, or whether they're engaged shelo lishma, not for the proper reasons. And those who are not learning for the proper reasons, may it be your will, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they start learning for the proper reasons. Rav Alexandria would say the following. You should put us in a light corner and not in a dark corner. And our hearts not become faint. And our eyes should not become dark. So those who say that was actually Rav Nuna's prayer, and Rav Alexandria would say the following: Ribono Olamim, Master of the Universe, Galui Vedula Fenecha. It is known, is revealed and known before you. Sheritzonenu Lasod Ritzoncha. Our will is to do your will. Umime Akev Sora Shabeisa. And what's stopping us? Our Yetzer Hara, Vishiyabud Malchuyot, and our oppression by the other nations. Yeretzom v'nech shatzienu me'adam, v'nashuv l'asod chukei rutzunecha, v'levav shalem. Right? May it be your will that we are rescued from their hands, both the hands of the external sources that are stopping us from doing your will, like the oppression of the other nations, and the internal sources of stopping us from doing your will, such as our evil inclination. Rava batar tzlute amar hachik. So Rava would say after his prayer the following. Before I was created, I was worthless. And now that I was created, it's like I was never created at all because I'm not offering very much value. I'm like dust in my life. All the more so, I'll be in my death. I'm before you like a vessel filled with embarrassment and humiliation. It may be your will, God, that I do not sin anymore. And that anything that I have done wrong, it should be atoned for with your great mercy. But please not because not through suffering and not through sickness. And that's what Rav Abnuna Zuti would say on Yom Kippur. And if you haven't noticed, we say that on Yom Kippur as well. Mar Breda Ravina would say the following when he finishes davening. You should recognize this one as well. Please, my God, stop me from saying anything bad. It's the time of Damir Birma, right? And my lips from saying falsehood. And let my soul be silent towards those who curse me. And let my soul be considered like dust to all. Open up my heart to learn your Torah of mitzvotecha, to of navshi, and let my soul chase after your mitzvot. And save me from any bad thing or an evil inclination, meaning a bad injury or assault, an evil inclination, from a bad woman, and any bad thing that may come into the world. And anyone who's thinking to do badly to me, please nullify their counsel and ruin their thoughts. May the words of my mouth be your will, and may my heart be directed to you. You are my rock and my savior. It's very interesting just to point out about this davening, about this tefillah, that he is asking for his heart to be open towards Torah. And he is asking for his heart to chase mitzvot. We have this kind of funny impression that you sit and you either love learning Torah or you don't love learning Torah, or you sit and learn, and if you learn long enough, you'll just start to enjoy it, and if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy it. Here we have one of the Gdole Hador, whose tefillot that we adopt for future generations since the Gemara up until today. And he is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help to be in love with his Torah. And for help, not to do mitzvot, but to want to do mitzvot. He is davening, he's making a tefillah that he should want to learn Torah and want to do mitzvot. And we shouldn't think that these things come easily. They don't come easily. They mean, you know, they're possibly the most meaningful endeavors in the entire universe. They bring tremendous amount of joy. That doesn't mean they come easily, and that doesn't mean they're going to come naturally. There's something you have to pray for like everything else. Rav Sheshet, ki hava yati v'tanita batar matzli amri hachi. So Rav Sheshet, when he would be fasting after he davened, said the following: Ribono olamim, Master of the Universe, galuy lefenecha bezman shebit hamikdash kayam adam choteu makriv korban ve'en makrivim menu ela chelvo v'damo. That when a person would sin in time of the Beit HaMikdash, he would bring a korban. But tachlis, what did he really bring? He brought the fats and the blood, right? You eat the rest of it. Mitkaper lo, and you would still atone for him. V'achshav yeshavti b'tani v'nit b'nit chalbi u'vidami. Right? And now that I've sat in a fast all day, so my fat is less and my blood is less. Right? So it should be like that in my fast, that my blood has diminished and my fat has diminished. It's as if that I offer that blood and that fat to you, similar to a korban on the mizbeach, and you should atone for me. Rabbi Yochanan, have him sign Safra the Eov. When Rabbi Yochanan would finish the Sefer of Eov, he would say the following: Amar Achi, Sof Adam Lamut, Sof Behem L'Shchita. Everyone's going to die, and animals are going to be slaughtered. Va'kolamitahem, everything. Ha'kolamitahem Omdim. The destiny of everything is death, right? That's not a mark of a successful life. Everyone's going to die. What's a mark of a successful life? Asher Mishigadol B'Torah. Fortunate is someone who had the opportunity to grow in Torah. Va'malo B'Torah, and his engagements and his burdens are Torah. And he does what is pleasing in the eyes of his Creator. And who grows in a great name. And he dies with a great name, Mina Olam, from this world. And about him, Shlomo Melech wrote, Tov Shem Meshemen Tov. Tov Shem Meshemen Tov. That a good name is greater than good oil. And someone who has a good name, that his day of death is better than his day of birth. Because his day of birth, he may have come in clean from sin, and that's a wonderful thing that you may never reach again. But the day of his death, if he's had a good name, he leaves on a much higher level than he came into the world. Margalev Pumid Rabbi Meir. Following was a common phrase in the mouth of Rabbi Meir. Gamur b'chol avecha, you should learn with all your heart. B'chonav shecha ladat et darkai v'lishkor ladlatai Torah. And with all of your soul, you should want to know my ways, and you should be consistent by the gates of Torah, by the doors of Torah. Netzora Torah tibi lovecha. Your heart, Torah should be wrapped up in your heart. V'neged einecha tzei yirati, and the fear of heaven should be constant in your eyes. Shemor picha mikol chet. Guard your mouth from any transgressions. V'taher v'kadesh atzmecha, and purify and sanctify yourself. Mikol ashma, from any guilt. V'avon, or any transgression. V'ani eimcha b'chol makom, and then I will be with you in every wherever you go. Margalo pumi de rabbanan de Yavne. So the rabbanan in Yavne would say this following beautiful, beautiful idea. You should take this with you wherever you go. You should write it down, keep it in your pocket. Ani baria v'chavri baria. I am a creation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and my friend who is not engaged in Torah is a creation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani melachti be'ir, v'hu melachto besadeh. My work is in the city, and his work is in the field. Ani mashkim lemachti, v'hu mashkim lemachato. I get up early for my melacha, and he gets up early for his melacha. Kishim shehu enu mitgader b'melachati, kach ani eni mitgader b'melachato. Just like I have no thought to be involved in his work, he has no thought to impede on my work. V'shema tomar, and lest you say ani bar mev, mar be'vu, that I am great and he is ungreat and he is insignificant. Shanino, we taught by Korbanot, Echad Hamarbe Vechad Hamemit. Anyone, you can bring a lot or you can bring a little bit. Ubilvad Shichavo Shichaven Libo L'Shem Shemayim. As long as your intentions are for Shemayim, it doesn't matter how much you bring, as long as your intentions are proper. So we're on the same level. Margla B'Pume De Abaye would habitually say the following phrase: L'Ulam Yehadam Arum B'Yira. So someone should always be thinking about Yira, is constantly trying to increase his Yira Shemayim. Ma'ane rach mashiv chama. And a soft response baits fear, anger. Umar b'shalom im echav. And you should always be trying to increase the peace amongst brothers, amongst your brothers. V'im krovav, and amongst your family members. V'im kol adam. And really with every person, you should always be trying to increase the peace between them. V'afilu im nochri shebashuk. And even non-Jew you meet in the marketplace, you should try to have peace with them. K'dei sheyeh ahuv lamala v'nichmad lamata. So that you'll be beloved by Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, in heavens, and appreciated and liked in this world as well. V'em mekubal al briot and accepted by the creations of the world. Amru level Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and while we're already speaking about this concept, it said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo hikdimu adam shalom me'olam. No one ever greeted Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai before he could greet them first. Vafilo nocher b'shok, even a non-Jew he met in the marketplace, he would go out of his way to greet that person before they could come greet him. Margul b'pumei de Rava, Rava said the following, Tachlit chochma tshuva umasim tovim. The foundation of knowledge is repentance and good deeds. Shelo yadam korev v'shone. You shouldn't have a person who reads, who learns Torah and learns Mishnah, uboit ba'aviv v'imam barabo, and yet he spurns his mother and his father and his teacher, u'mishu gadol v'menu b'chachma v'minyan, or someone who is older than him or greater than him in Torah. Shenemar, as it stated, reishit chachma yirat Hashem sechel tov l'kol ha'sehem. As it stated, that the foundation, the beginning of knowledge is fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and wisdom comes to those who do them. Le'osim lo nemar. It didn't say to those who do to all those who do, rather, ela l'osehem, rather only to among those who do them, l'osim l'shma, v'lo l'osim shelo l'shma, only to those among those who are studying, who do the mitzvot with the proper intention, meaning not to everyone who's doing the mitzvot, rather only a portion of the people who are learning and doing mitzvot, the portion of the people who are doing them with the proper intentions, v'cholo oseh shelo l'shma, no shelo nivra, and anyone who's doing these things for the wrong reasons, you're learning for the wrong reasons, better that you were never created. Margul b'pumei de Rav, who is habitual for Rav to say the following, Lok olam hazeh olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Olam haba ein bo lo achila velo shtia. The next world doesn't have eating, it doesn't have drinking. Velo piriv ribya, and it doesn't have reproduction. Velo masav matan, it doesn't have business. Velo kina velo sina velo tachru, and it doesn't have jealousy, it doesn't have hatred, it doesn't have competition. Ela tzadikim yoshvim v'chotem b'roshehem. The righteous are sitting with their crowns on their head. V'nehenim miziv ashchina, and they are enjoying from Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, Shneemar, as stated, "V'yichzu et ha'elokim v'yochlu v'yishtu." Right, that just seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu is their sustenance. Gedola avtacha shivtichu Kadosh Baruch Hu l'anashim yoter me'anashim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has made a greater promise to women than he has made to men. Shneemar, nashim shanot kumena, that women will get up with ease. Shamana koli benot betuchot hazenei mirati, and you confident daughters will listen to my voice and to my words. Amarle Rabbi Chia nashim b'may zichyan. So Rabbi Chia asked, why did women merit ease and confidence that men never merited? Ubakru benayhu lebei kenishta ubatnayu gavrayu be rabbanan v'nitru legavrayu ad atu mipei rabbanan. Because they would take their children to learn Torah in a Beit Knesset, and they would wait, they would allow their husbands to go out and learn, and they would wait for their husbands to come back from learning. Gihavu miftari rabbanon, mibei rabbi ami, v'amri la mibei ruchanina. When the rabbanon would leave, either Rav Ami's Beit Midrash or Rav Chanina's Beit Midrash, unclear, amri le, they would say to him, Hachi olamecha tireh b'chayecha, you should see the best of this world in your life, v'achriyatecha l'chaye olam haba, and the end of your life should be chelek in olam haba, v'tikvatecha l'dor dorim, and your hope should last for generations, libcha yeget vuna, and your heart should be involved in insight and wisdom, picha yidaber chachmot, and your mouth should speak wisdom and knowledge, l'shoncha yarchish renanot, and your tongue should know simchas and rejoicement, apapecha yishru negdecha, your eyelids should be straight in front of you. Einecha ye'iru b'me'or Torah, and your eyes should be lit by Torah. Upanecha ye'ziru k'zor rakia, and your face should light up like the rakia. Siftotecha ye'biu dat, and your lips should express knowledge. V'chliotecha taluzena me'sharim, and your kidneys should rejoice the straight ones. Upa'amecha yarutu lishmoa devrei atik yomin, and your legs should carry you to hear the words of old. Ki havu miftri rabbanon mibei Rav Chizda v'ramila mibei Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani. So when they would leave the Beit Midrash of Rav Chizda, alternatively the Beit Midrash of Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, amru le hachi, they would say it in the following, Alufeni Misubalim, meaning Alufeni Misubalim, right? Our great ones or our leaders are laden with something. V'gomer, Alufeni Misubalim. So what does Alufeni Misubalim mean? What does it mean that our great ones are laden? With what are they laden? Rav Shmuel had a machloket about what they were laden with. Amrila, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Charamar, Alufeni Betor, Alufenu Betorah. So one of them said that they are our leaders in Torah, misubalim b'mitzvot, and they are laden with mitzvot. Meaning, our leaders in Torah are laden with mitzvot. The Chadamar, the other one said, no, alufenu b'Torah u'b'mitzvot misubalim. That our leaders who are laden with Torah and mitzvot are full of yisurin, are full of suffering, meaning they're the greatest of among us, they're full of Torah and full of mitzvot, yet they still suffer so much in this world. Ein peretz shaloti asayatenu kesayato shel David. They say the following, that there should not be a breacher among us so that our counsel is not, so our counsel won't be like David HaMelech's counsel. What does that mean? Sheyasev menu Achitofel. Because Achitofel, who was among David's counsel, turned on him. And he advised against David HaMelech and tried to kill him. Ve'en yotzeit shalot yaseyatenu kisat shol. And there should be no one who leaves the derech from our counsel so that our counsel does not become like the counsel of Shaul. Sheyasev menu Doeg Adomi, from whom Doeg Adomi left. Ve'en socha, there should not be one who cries out, that our council should not be like the council of Elisha, because Gehazi left Elisha's council. And we shouldn't have students or children who violate averas in public. So listen to me, stubborn-hearted people who are far away from righteousness. Rav Shmuel v'Amri la Rav Yochanan v'Rabbi Elazar. So it could have been Rav Shmuel who had this machloket. Alternatively, it could have been Rav Yochanan or Rabbi Elazar who had this machloket. Chad Amar, one of them interpreted the pasuk as follows: Kol ha'olam kulo nizon mitzdaka v'em nizon mizroa. That the entire world gets sustenance out of tzedakah, out of the goodness of a Kodesh Baruch whose heart, they don't deserve it, but he sustains them anyway. But not the righteous. The righteous get tzedakah, or the righteous are supported and sustained because they deserve it. They have the right to demand it because they earned it. And the other said that no, the entire world is sustained from the actions of the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim themselves don't even get pleasure from that zechut. The entire world gets pleasure from their zechut, but they don't see any pleasure from the zechut in this world. Similar to the concept that we mentioned earlier. Kidder Rav Yehuda, as Rav Yehuda says, Amarav, da Amar Rav Yehuda, Amarav, b'chol yom v'yom bakol yotze me'har chorev. Every single day, a heavenly voice would come out from Har Chorev, which is Har Sinai, v'omer, and it would say as follows, kolom kolom nizoy mishvil chanina. Because of chanina, the entire world gets sustenance. Chanina b'ni, my son Chanina. V'chanina b'ni dailo b'kav charuvin me'erev Shabbat le'erev Shabbat. And what does my son Chanina get? He gets one kav of cherubs between each Shabbos. Meaning he gets almost no hana, no pleasure in this world, even though everyone else in this world's pleasure comes from his great merits. Upligi the Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Rabbi Yehuda, man abire lev. And what abire lev means is subject to a machloket. Man abire lev, who are the stubborn hearted? Govai tipshe, it's the people, the fools from Govai, it's a place. Amar Rav Yosef, Teda da halo iger giur mi'anayhu. Not a single person ever converted from them because they never saw the truth. Amar Rav Ashi, I mean, it's interesting to suggest, I mean, obviously we don't preach conversion, nor do we encourage it, but we do see a nation who has never even entertained that possibility as wondering why they are so stubborn from listening to the truth. It's not that we would go out inviting them to come in, and if they tried to come in, we would discourage them. That's generally how conversion works. And yet, we look at an entire nation who never fell in love with Torah, and we ask that, we say they must be stubborn-hearted. Amar Rav Ashi b'nei Mata Mechasia. No, it's really the children of Mata Mechasia. There's another place. Abire Lev Nino. They are definitely stubborn-hearted. How so? Gachazu Yikra Deraita Trezim Nibishabta. Because they would see the Yarchei Kala, which would happen twice a year, which is a massive, massive collection of Torah scholars coming to learn. Lokamagari Guru Minayu. And they were completely unmoved by such a collection and such a wondrous testament to Talmud Torah. Not a single one of them ever converted. Chatanim rotze likro, right? Returning to the Mishnah, that a chatan, if he wants to read Kriyat Shema, he's welcome to on his wedding night. Lemeimra, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, chayish liura. But it seems from there that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is concerned for religious arrogance. What does that mean? Right? That you shouldn't try to make yourself look firmer than you are. Right? We say the same thing when it comes to wearing tefillin all day. right? The, you know, wearing tefillin all day is a difficult task because you have to keep a guf naki, you have to keep a clean body and clean thoughts. You know, it's one thing if you have inappropriate thoughts, but it's a much worse thing to have those and be wearing tefillin. So we say, listen, there's nothing we can do. We have a mitzvah. You have to put on tefillin. But put it on during shacharit when you can focus, when your mind is on appropriate things, and take it off right afterward, and don't try to be too much of a tzaddik who wears it all day. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, and if you do try to wear it all day, you think, well, I'm at a level that, you know, that I can wear tefillin all day. It looks like religious arrogance that you're suggesting. Oh, you're such a tzaddik, you can keep a clean mind, but no one else can. Rabbanan lo chayshi. And it seems like the Rabbanan were not choshesh to Yura, because they said, yeah, if you think that you can daven, if you can focus properly in Kriyat Shema, then you should say Kriyat Shema on your wedding night. But wait, didn't we learn the opposite was the case in terms of their shitas? It's not. As we learned in the Mishnah, in a place that they were noheg to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you should do malacha on Tisha B'Av. In a place that was noheg not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. V'kol makom, and in any place, tamid chacham b'telim. Right? But in all places, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're batal for Malacha. You don't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Le'olam Yaseh Kol Adam Et Atzmo K'Talmud Chacham. Everyone should see themselves as a Talmud Chacham, meaning they should see themselves as a great Torah scholar in the sense that they shouldn't be doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. Kasha Derabanan Adirabanan. This is a difficulty between both Shitas of Derabanan, where here the Rabbanan seem not to be concerned with religious arrogance, whereas here the Rabbanan are concerned with religious arrogance, but in the case of saying Kriyat Shema, they're like, no, say Kriyat Shema if you think you can focus. Kasha the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, the Rabban Shimon Gamliel. And here Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, you should see yourself like a Talmud Chacham, like a great Torah scholar. But there he said, who are you to think that you can focus on Kriyat Shema with, on your wedding night? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mukhlef the Shitas. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, you really gotta switch the Shitas around. Right? They switch the Shitas around, you have no problem. Rav Shesha Brei, the Rav Idi, Amar Lolam Lotachliv. So Rav Shesha, the son of Rav Idi, says, no, don't switch the Shitas around. I can explain to it as follows. The Rabbanan and the Rabbanan Lokashe. Their statements of the Rabbanan, one to the other, are not difficult. Kriyat Shema Kevin, the Kule Amakakaru, the Inamakari, Lomich Zagiyura. Right? Everyone's saying Kriyat Shema. And he's also saying Kriyat Shema. That doesn't look like Yuhara. He's just doing what everyone else is doing. Yes, the situation is different, but it doesn't stand out. The EU namikar like michzik. Skip the part. Rosh Hashanah. Other Rabban Lokashe. Kriyat Shema. Kivan the Chulei Amal Kakaru. The EU Kakara. Lo michzik yura. Hacha. Kivan the Chulei Amal Avdi Malacha. The EU Loka Avdi michzik yura. But on Tisha B'Av, everyone's working, and he's not working, so he stands out, and that's why they're concerned with religious arrogance at that point, because he's doing something differently from everyone else. So how then do we resolve Rabban Gamliel Shita? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says as follows. Other Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, lo kakashe. Right? It's also not difficult. His shita. How? Hatam mechavana talya mitzvah and sanded lo matzav lechavne date. Right? There, by saying Kriyat Shema, it's a matter of whether you have kavana, and we know he's not going to have proper kavana, and he's doing it anyway. Avalacha haroa omer melacha hu de'ein lo pukhaze kama batlani yikam shuka. Oh, great, he's not doing melacha. Is that because he has religious arrogance? I don't know. Look how many people in the marketplace aren't doing melacha. Everyone's being mevatel all day. No one's working properly. You got a lot of lazy people around. You don't know if it's because of his religious, you know, arrogance or just because he's one of those guys who doesn't work. Meaning, why Kriyat Shema? We say, everyone's going to look at him and say, there's no way this guy's focusing. What does he think? He's such a tzaddik. But by not doing melacha is like, what, do you think he's such a tzaddik that he's not doing malacha? No, so many people in the marketplace aren't doing malacha. So maybe he's one of those guys. He doesn't think he's such a tzaddik. Hadron alach, haya kore. Shkoyach.